The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this story from the UK where female police officers in Surrey are going undercover as joggers for an entire month to experience the alleged harassment, like catcalling, that locals were reporting to the police. They want to try and identify the people doing it in person. So one police officer was honked at literally within minutes of beginning this pilot project, which was all the proof apparently that they needed. So they're going to roll it out on a much more serious basis. And it begs the question whether something, whether it's this or anything else, should be done in this country to try and deal with the problem, or how big a problem is it? Well, to discuss, I'm joined by the fitness influencer, Siobhan O'Hagan, and by Fianna Fáil TD, Erin McGreehan. You're both very welcome. Erin, before we talk about legislation or what we might do, whether you follow the lead of the Surrey Police. Siobhan, you would have detailed, I know, some of your experiences online of being catcalled. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, I recently, it was probably last year when I had a small baby, had a van catcall at me when I had the pram. And it happened a second time, the same van. So I took a photo and I decided to ring it to see if I could speak to a manager, very Karen of me. But I just thought we need to have conversations about this. And luckily, the person who answered the phone was really receptive of me and understood why it was an issue. You know, I think some people can dismiss it as no big deal. And he knew who was driving the van, and he said, reprimanded him in some way, but he rang me back to apologise and said it'll never be happening again. And the video went viral on TikTok because I think a lot of people were saying it's no big deal. And for me, I've noticed it in different cultures while traveling, you know, spending time in different countries. And I think it is different in different places, but it comes down to being objectified. And I see it as like a power play. I feel like no one has done it to my face, where, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm fit and strong, I could take you on, but it's always a van when you're on a bike, or, you know, someone from a distance, where it's not that they are trying to say that they're interested in you, maybe like want to date you. It's an objectification, and yeah, it makes me uncomfortable. So I expect to have these conversations.
When you say uncomfortable, I mean, has there been times where that discomfort, like, borders on you felt threatened, or has it gone that far?
Yeah, like definitely when running in Portugal, I find, you know, obviously you want to wear shorts, it's very hot, and you're getting constant beeps, and you look up and it's a man waving at you, and it makes me so angry, and I'm just kind of like, I just want to enjoy my run. And at one time, it's very serious, like a guy beeped, and then he pulled in up ahead, and when I ran past, he was touching himself, and I just kept running. I was so shook and so, like, you know, I was like, should I have worn these shorts? And then getting angry at myself, going, no, it's not a problem of me. And I'm there ranting on my story about it, but I'm like, it's not the people who follow me that's a problem. I think it's a cultural shift, and hopefully that is dying out. But I do think it's important to have these conversations, and it's harassment. Like, I do think it needs to be called out.
Do you, when you say hopefully it's dying out, do you suspect there's a generational thing? Like, do younger lads ever do it to you?
No. I wouldn't imagine them being too interested in a... But again, I don't think it's about what you look like, you know, with the power thing.
Yeah.
But I do hope that with more education and respecting and growing up, hopefully with mothers who help them respect women, that they realise that they're not objects to be beeped at or to be whistled at. You know, if you do think someone is attractive, you know, approach them in a respectful way. So I'm hoping that, yeah, as that the older generation maybe just don't have that perspective, and hopefully it will die away.
Erin, before we talk about, you know, legislative interference in this area, have you your own experience of being catcalled?
I think every Irish woman or every woman has an experience of some sort of inappropriate behaviour or shouting at you in the street. And I absolutely, well, it's horrible to hear, you know, Siobhan's stories there, but look, we're all so familiar with it, and absolutely agree. Catcalling, it isn't a compliment. You don't feel great after it. It's objectifying. It is absolutely harassment, and it does chip away at that individual's right to their safety, their feeling safe, in everyday spaces, in all our spaces. And I know loads of people who do not run in certain areas because they're busy and cars pass and they might get a beep or someone shouting at them. So when you're when people's behavior is interfering with other people's behavior, normal behavior of innocently going for a run in shorts, as Siobhan says, like imagine wearing a pair of shorts and blaming herself. And this goes back to that whole thing of women, what they wear and how we are so paranoid in what we, our behavior and what we're doing.
So would you be conscious before going out exercising in public of what you're wearing or even the route you might take?
Oh, absolutely. I think every person, every woman is like that. I think that's normal, but you path out your way. You think of, like, you know, maybe if you're running through where there's traffic lights, or what traffic lights are, will I stop there? Is there lads in those cars? Is there a work van there? Will I stop at that? No, I'll go on to the next traffic light. I won't stop. So there is every woman, every person like that who runs or exercises or even just walks, schoolgirls. It happened to me as a schoolgirl walking around town, people shouting and whistling at you. It's not a compliment. It's not nice. It doesn't make a feel. But it is absolutely, as Siobhan said, it's a power play. It's designed to intimidate. It's designed to assert a dominance dominance over you in that public space. And I do believe it is. And I called for this before. And in 2021, when there was a young group of young girls who conducted research that they were being catcalled regularly, we should have legislation on this. Absolutely. And, you know, it'll be really interesting to see, you know, at that time, you know, there was work being done on the Sex-Based Harassment Act in the UK. And it'll be really interesting now to see how, obviously, this pilot that you were mentioning in Surrey is part of the enactment of that act.
Yeah.
You know, and the commencement of it. And it's really positive to see that they're doing this, to set up the pilot program. So I would be very interested in seeing how that pilot program goes. We have similar laws in many instances in Ireland and the UK in this area.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that when we look at that we can fast track legislation, because if it works over there, it can work here.
Do you think we do need specific legislation? I mean, there's an argument that you could interpret it as you know, falling within, say, the Non-Fatal Offences Act. You know what I mean? That it's a version of an assault, depending on how it's interpreted. Maybe that's kind of something of a legal stretch, but you would prefer just we kind of identify this for what it is and have either standalone legislation or amended legislation that details it.
Absolutely. And it's similar to, you know, Fianna Fáil senators led by Lisa Chambers when Lisa was in the Senate in the previous government. We introduced legislation dedicated and outlawing stalking. There was an argument that stalking was under harassment laws, but we wanted it defined definitely under as stalking. So there is need for, you know, very specific legislation on specific issues. And I think similar to that specific legislation on stalking, there should be similar on street harassment. I think absolutely, and completely supported. We're a long time talking about it. We're a long time saying that this is wrong and we shouldn't be doing it. But we need act. And I do believe we need action. And yes, I'm in government. And yes, the government hasn't done it, but doesn't mean I can't push for it. I've asked for it before. And, you know, hopefully maybe Jim O'Callaghan will give us an open ear on this, because it is very important.
It'd be hard to prosecute it, I imagine, would it?
Yes, and however, again, this is what the pilot program in the UK are doing.
Yeah.
But in other countries they're doing it. They have prosecuted in France since 2018. They have legislation. Yes, it's still underreported. Yes, there is still not a high level of people being fined by it. But there was on street fines. In 2021, I believe there was over 2,000 fines. In France. Do you know what I mean? So I know obviously that's a big country and it's a low level, but still there are people being fined.
And I get
people. So it is a bit of enactment.
And I guess it's a value as well, though, in just having it on the statute books. You know, it's one thing to argue that we shouldn't do something because of how it makes people feel. It's another thing, we shouldn't do it because it's illegal. You know, that's arguably an easier case to make.
Absolutely. And then there's a whole wider conversation for all of us. You know, I'm a mammy of four boys. So, you know, you're trying to rear them as open and confident and respectful young men. And, you know, it does start in our homes. It starts in our schools. And maybe a couple of years ago when I started speaking about this first, it might have been an easier environment. We have, you know, the rise of just those language towards women. It is on the rise. And we talk
about... It's getting worse. Do you think so?
I do think it's worse. I do think it's because, if you are speaking out against sexual harassment or indeed catcalling, I have no doubt that, you know, and Siobhan said that, you know, she had the positive and a lot of negative when she put up that video saying that, it, you know, it's only a bit of crack. It's, you know, it's harmless. It's not harmless. And I do think with the rise of, you know, TikTok bringing people down, dark young men bringing down dark holes of, you know, lots of different dangerous areas of sexualization of women, I think we are in a space. So I do think legislation is important. I think talking to our sons is important and talking to our daughters about what is very important.
I remember when after Aisling Murphy was killed, and before people text in, I'm not saying that had anything to do with catcalling or they're kind of remotely in the same parish, you know, before people complained. But why I bring it up is I remember conversations that were had, and we had them here on this show, about how safe or rather unsafe women felt in the public realm, and how people like myself kind of take for granted the fact that I can kind of put on whatever I want and go for a run whenever, wherever I want, whenever I want. And I actually don't have to think about anything. I never think about the route I'm going to take. Literally, to this day, I never, ever have to worry about it. Who I'm going to bump into, where it's going to be, how dark it's going to be. None of that sort of
the
stuff.
Dream.
Yeah. And
isn't this
yeah, and it's and we had these conversations and kind of the naivety of people like myself, I think, was laid bare as to how different it is for all the women in our lives. And it's kind of dispiriting to hear you say, you know what, it's not any better since then.
No, and I don't think so. And it's really, it is, you know, I go to obviously a lot of meetings at nighttime and Siobhan will know if she's walking out of into a car park at nighttime or even during the day. If you're in a car park alone during the day or night and you see one man across the way, you are afraid of that person straight away. You have your phone, you have your car keys and you're ready to run. Men don't have that reaction. Men don't have to think about that. So the amount of brain space that women constantly have to take up in thinking out your route, thinking about your safety and thinking about, even though that man might be the best in the world, it doesn't matter. They are an immediate threat. There is no woman immediate threat to any man and no man thinks about that. And I think if everyone was really conscious of that and aware of that, then you know, and it's not the man's fault in the car park, but that's our society and that's how we feel.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to be cognizant of that. But definitely, you know, things aren't changing the way we want them to change. So legislation is unfortunately the only way.
Siobhan, I think I heard you agree in there, did you? That was the dream scenario, what I described.
I actually put up a post recently, being thoughts running through my head while running. And, you know, it was all that. It was like, there's a man. Okay, he has a puppy. Would a killer have a puppy? You know, technically run this route, or do I always run this route at this time? I do jiu-jitsu, I'll be okay. But what if he has a knife? You know, whereas, you know, I just think of a man running along and just listening to his music and, you know, not thinking of anything. But again, it's not the person. And
but we are thinking about stuff, Siobhan.
Yeah, sorry.
No, we're not totally vacuous.
But I mean, you know, it's nothing.
No, sorry, I shouldn't be joking. I know what the point you make, yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's nothing on the man in the park, he's obviously doing nothing wrong. But I think even if he knew, you know, even if men were more aware that, you know, say you're walking close to a woman at nighttime, like, yeah, I mean, he might have zero, you know, negative intentions. But just to be aware that
this
women
is where
are
you see, sorry to cut across you. This is where certain men now will get really defensive, and I know the text will come in. Oh, you know what I mean? I'm not a threat to anyone. Why is she talking about me? Type thing. I guarantee they're going to start coming in now.
Yeah,
and it kind of misses the point. I think that you're raising this
conversation.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, you know, just, it's not there. They could be the nicest person ever, but I don't know if they want to help someone feel more comfortable. Like if I would do that to someone else, if someone felt uncomfortable in my space. You know, if it meant nothing to me across the road, I'd do that. But, you know, if they don't realise and they might be the person to go, oh, so I'm glad I heard that all across. I mean, do you know what? If they're the person who's angry about hearing it, you know, that's probably the start of the issues.
Yeah. Well, listen, I said we're not vacuous. We are ignorant. So maybe some of them don't realise. and I put myself in that category. Listen, it's been great to talk to both of you. I really appreciate the time. Siobhan O'Hagan, fitness influencer. Erin McGreehan, Louth TD for Fianna Fáil. Thank you both.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.